Okay. I learned it should be in Schuss for Shlema. My father-in-law is having surgery next week. First Shlema for Avraham ben Shindel. Should be good. It should be gesund, Mirz Hashem. And the doctor should be the Shlichim from Hashem.
Amen.
And Rivka Golda Bas Yehudis. Besoch Sharcho Yisrael.
They're definitely Shlichim from Hashem.
Yeah, 100% they're Shlichim. 100%. Any doctor thinks that they're not, then they have another other issue. That's why Tovra, that's why the Gemara says that the best doctors are go to Gehenna. They have to realize that their kochos come from their boshah. But this isn't a doctor share. This is a partial chassidus share.
Oh.
So here we go. The Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Lubavitch Rebbe, said the following.
Which
the Rebbe Rashab, fifth Rebbe.
Fifth
Rebbe Rayatz's father. Okay. Yeah, I think father. He said the following thing. He said, Bereishis is a happy parsha, even though its ending is not so pleasant. Noach is the parsha of the flood, but the end of the week is cheerful because we're introduced to our patriarch Avram is born. And finally, the really joyful week is Lech Lecha. For throughout the entire week, we live with Avram, who was the first to utterly devote his life to proclaiming Hashem's existence in the world. And this Mesiras Nefesh, he bequeathed, fancy word, as an inheritance to all Yidden, to all Jews. So the Maisa, this is says the Rebbe Rashab, Bereishis Noach, they're good parshas. And now we're getting to our bread and butter. Now we're getting to Avram Avinu. So the Maisa, the Torah talks about the opening pasuk in Perek Yud-Beis, pasuk Beis. It says that Vehei Brachach. Chodesh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu that he's going to be a blessing. Rashi famously says, "Becha chosmin, v'lo b'hem." The Gemara says, "M'sachem on Kuf Yud Zayim Beis." That people, you're going to be the blessing. You're going to be the chesima. People are going to bless through your name and not through everyone else. And the Gemara says, "Not through Yitzchak, and not through Becha chosmin." Through you, where people are going to bless. Through you is going to be the signing off. B'chachosman. So, to continue into our, last week we said, Mr. Rex, that instead of doing Torahs from all over the place, we're going to focus on one chassidus. So this year, we're going to try to focus on the chassidus of Majitz. Last week, we focused on from the Yisra Bracha. Now we're going to go to the Divrei Yisrael. I'm not sure who was before, who was after. But beautiful, beautiful Torah. What does this mean, Bechach Mosman? That through you, Avram Avinu, the Chai Israelite, they're gonna be much more connected through than Yitzhak and Yaakov, right? That's what. And Gemara says, what does it mean, Bechach Mosman? That we're gonna end off the beginning of Shmon Esrei, Magin Avram. Don't say Magin Yitzhak or Magin Yaakov. Magin Avram. So something very special there. Davka through Avram Avinu, says the Divrei Yisrael. If you look inside, on page Nun Hey, or if you don't want to look inside, if you get confused, it's okay, you can listen outside. He quotes his great-grandfather, Reb Cheskel of Kushmir. It says, Vahu. See Vahu? Everyone see Vahu over there? It's on the bracket of land over there, after the, right over there, Vahu.
Yeah.
He says that, Vahu, dine amru chazal, our rabbis teach us in the mission of Pirkei Avos, the second mission on the first parak, al shosha dvarim ha'olim ha'olimim. The world stands on three things. Al Torah, al avodah, al gemiz chasadim. Torah, davening, that's what the Marantina says, and chesed. This is why we say in the beginning of Shemona Esrei, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Why? We ever think about it? Why, what are we trying to, we're bringing up our forefather status? What are we doing? Like, we're telling the teacher, by the way, you know who my father is? You have an in? I remember there was a teacher in Yeshiva University that I took, that I dafka took him because, he knew my father. Turns out it didn't really help so much, but at the end of the day, what are we doing there? Says the Majlis Rebbe, Hainu She'anu Rotzim Lahamshech Alinu Ha'avdushalem. We're not just mentioning their names. We're mentioning who they represented, who they were. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? We know famously that the world stands on three things, and dafka through the Elokei Avram, haynu amod gimel chesadim. We know that Avram represents Chesed. Avram Avinu is waiting by the tent. He's constantly searching to spread a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name throughout the world. As a nefesh asu b'charon, he's constantly looking to help others. Constantly looking to give other people meals. He was the first Lubavitcher, I guess you could say. Elokei Yitzchak, who Amor Avoda. Yitzchak was the Amor of Tefillah. We already know Tefillah is connected to Karbonos. Only one of the Avos, who was almost a Karbon, according to the Zohar, that he actually was sacrificed. Not for now, maybe that's a time for another shir. Elokei Yaakov at Amor Torah. According to the Zohar and Vayetze, that Yaakov is the Amor Torah, right? Yaakov learns for 14 years when he runs away from Esau. So Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Torah, Chesed, Tefillah, and Torah. And he says an amazing thing from the Baal Shem Tov. Omer, Sha'ara Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov said, Hayah Ha'olam Omer Al Amor Torah. Baal Shem Tov taught. And until the Baal Shem Tov's time, the world stood on Torah. Umin the Baal Shem Tov, Hizchel Amor Avoda. And from the Baal Shem Tov's time, then the Indian of Tefillah started. The Achshav, and now, B'ikvus of the Meshicha, the times that right before Mashiach, where we have to hold on so tight, Kiyim Ha'olam Hu Al Amor Gemilas Chasadim. It says that the main Avoda of 2017, Tav Shanayin Ches, is Chesed, is doing kindness for one another. Not to say that the other ones aren't important, right? That's when they say, oh, you have to go to Minyan, you have to learn Torah, but you know, Kiva Emes, right? He's very quick. Look, he's very quick to he's quick. He's on his feet. You know, he's that parent that says, oh, rock. Kiva Emes Torah Chodin Lios of Ove B'Shalashtan. You need all three. You can't have one without the three. Ach Kol Zahayim Yikodim Shadorot HaYishlonim Mekochim Shalom Yisgaber Aleyam Ol HaGolos Kokam, right? At the end of the day, we had all these three put into the creation because we wouldn't be able to endure through the Golos. But through our great sins, through the great Golos, he says at the end of the day, who can learn Torah on the really highest level? Who could really daven? Who could really say that they're really davening? But at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, someone could really do chesed for another person. Says, even if someone doesn't deserve it, a person could be able could try to overcome that and still give just to give. And look what he says over here. And then these last two paragraphs, and then we'll go away from the sheet. He says, you know, we say this all the time at Tzlichus. The Zecharti is Bris Yaakov. I remember the bris that I made with Yaakov. What does that refer to? Says the Majlis Rebbe. Hayu Amar Torah. I remember the Torah learning. I remember the Chasam Sofer's learning. I remember Rava's learning. The Afes Pris to Yitzchak, and even I remember Yitzchak's Pris. I knew Amar Avoda. I remember the Avoda. I remember the Tefillah of Rava, the Tefillah of Abai, the Tefillah of Reb Zusha, the Tefillah of Rechazk Levinstein. I remember the Tefillah. But what does it say about Avram Avinu? The Afes Pris to Avram Ezkor. But the Pris of Avram, I remember. It doesn't say the word Ezkor by anywhere else. Does it say Ezkor by Yaakov? No. Does it say Ezkor by Yitzchak? No. It says Ezkor by Avram Avinu, who Amor Gimlas Chasadim, says the Majlis Rebbe, Divrei Yisrael, at the times of Mashiach, She'ein Banu Koch L'Torah V'Avodah Karoi. He says that then we have to try our best in Torah and Avodah, but we're not perfect. Afes Brisi Avram Levad Ezkor Hainu Amor Gimlas Chasadim. The world is standing on one thing only, it's by caring for another person, it's by taking on another patient, by making sure you're doing something very hidden. Right? Rabbi Tzemachus was very careful, and all the Sfarim say that there shouldn't go a day where you don't do a hidden chesed, a hidden kindness that no one else knows about. Just you and Hashem. Just you and Hashem. Just think about it. It could be a very tiny thing. It could be that, you know, you change the toilet paper roll and your wife doesn't see you. I don't know. Something so small. You took out the garbage, you know, before someone asked you. Picked up a pencil, you saw a piece of garbage, whatever it is. Says the Majlis Rebbe, why does it say the Avos Brisi Avram Ezkor? Because Ezkor dafka at the end of time. And that's why you could say maybe. Why does it start out of order? Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avram. Right? Should really say, the Pasuk in Vayikra, Chavav, should really start the Zecharti Brisi Avram, the Zecharti Brisi Yitzchak, Yaakov. But according to the Baal Shem Tov, that this is perfect, because until the Baal Shem Tov, it was the Amud Torah. The world stood on the Torah learning. Why do you think there are such great Torah minds? Right? We all know. There's no Rav and Abayas walking around, and there's no Chasam Sofer's walking around. And Yerim Chaim Kanievsky, who's probably the biggest Gadol Dor nowadays, won't tell you that he knows. He's not even on the toenails of Rabbi Kiva Eiger.
The orphan generation.
Right. Exactly. But at the end of the day, Torah, Tefillah. So Dafka works fits in beautifully in the Psukim, because Dafka, there was Torah, there's a time for Tefillah, but now it's all about Chesed. Right.
Yaakov was mentioned first because that represents Torah.
Exactly. Torah, Avoda, and then Chesed. He says, why does it say, B'chachosmin? What does this mean? That through you, Klal Yisrael are going to make the Chasima. What does that mean to be the Chasima? It means that Klal Yisrael are going to have the Chasima that's the seal to Golos. It's going to be the seal to the end of time. Yochol Yechosmin Bekulon. You might think to say, says Rashi, that Klal Yisrael are going to finish up their first bracha. Their first bracha talking about the Avos Avram into Yaakov. No, Pirush Chosman. Hainu Hachasima b'Hasof Ketzagolis Davka through b'Hayah bracha b'Chol Chosman. Only through you at the end of time they're going to end. Right, Chosman. It's the Gemar Chasima. Right, we're still in the time of the Svarim say that Mar Cheshvan is Marachishin. Simcha Bonim says, we said it from last week. Mar Cheshvan says that it's for The word marachashim, which means that murmuring, the tefillos of Elul and Tishrei are still murmuring on our lips. He says, at the end of the day, you want to know what chosmi means? Chosmi means at the end of time, when the Jews are going to be so broken, and there's going to be people going off left and right. You want to know how to stay strong? It's when you stay together. It's when you're doing ma'isa chesed for each other. Ye'ikr kiyam amaras olam becha, through you. Through the meat of Avraham Avinu, that's how you're going to stay strong in the times of Mashiach. And I thought his mom is such a powerful line, because at the end of the day, sometimes we're so focused. I can just talk really for myself. We're so internally focused. What am I having for lunch? When am I going to sleep? When am I doing this? When am I doing that? But the avodah is, we just see it. We just see it throughout the world. Why is it the Chabad is so successful? Because they literally dedicate their lives to other people. Literally, going out in the middle of nowhere, it's the Avos Yisrael there is, because the Rebbe was very, very clear. Even if one person comes through your country, it was worth it for your years.
Yeah.
Your years away from Crown Heights, from 7th Avenue, it was worth it for that one davening. That it was years that you did, that one Seder that you had, or that one Sukkot that you had, that one Shabbos Milad, that's worth it. It's worth it.
Did you say that?
What do you say?
There's an article in the Forward.
Yeah.
A shaliach writes about why we stop people on the street. Oh. You know, why we bother.
I didn't see it. I have to see it.
Please send it to me.
Wow. Unbelievable. Which reminds me, you just reminded me of this story. There's a great sefer, I think we've quoted from before. It's called B'Fekudecha Sicha. It's from Moshe Menachem Tannenfeld. He's a ram in Skver, I think in Monsi. His family was in a terrible fire. The Baruch Shem got remarried, and it was thank God, his farmer, out of this world. So he says a crazy story about this Avrich in Eretz Yisrael. It seems like he was a Haredi guy. And every single time he would go in the morning on the Eged bus, he would say good morning to the bus driver. And the bus driver, who was a Chiloni, did not answer back. Every morning, with the same thing, good morning, no answer back. I think a lot of the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael could use this story, Lamaisa, but we're not going to get into politics right now. So then what happens? One morning, he says good morning, and the driver said back to him in Hebrew, he said, stop saying good morning to me right now. If you say it to me one more time, I'm gonna start hitting you. I'm gonna start hitting you. A real Israeli line, right? I'm gonna give you a What happened? What a good Haredi Israeli Taka? You're not stopping. The next morning, he gets on the bus. He says Boker Tov, and what happens? He was ready to get hit, but nothing happened. Nothing happened. It happened in the next few days. He said Boker Tov again, and the guy didn't say anything. One day, he's sitting in the kola, and he sees that the bus driver is looking into the window. And this happens for a few days. Finally, it's like the third day in a row that the bus driver's looking into the kola, and he's like, you know, he comes out, it's like, okay, you want to hit me? Like, what's going on here? You have to get me? Like, you get, like, okay, what's going on? So he said one word. He said the word, Nitzchatani, which means you won. You beat me. He says, at the end of the day, your kindness was too much for me. I want to come back to Chozer Retshuva. My Yetzirah always told me that the Haredim hate the Chilonim, that you guys always look down on me. But you were so committed to always saying good morning to me. Even when I told you I was going to hit you, unbelievable. It says, good morning, I'm ready. Lachin, Basi Ayom, I'm here to tell you. You won. You beat me. Rav Shlomo will be proud. Rav Shlomo, this is Mamish or Rav Shlomo Maisa. Yeah. I've shown my guys today that different stories about getting ready for the Yard Site and Mirat Hashem. When's the minute? Next Shabbos?
Yeah.
In the next Shabbos and Mirat Hashem. But end of the day, that's what it's all about. And that's why he quotes over here an amazing thing. I don't know. I guess this has to be taken with a grain of salt, but it's an unbelievable thing that he says. That the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Beitza, I'll just read it from here. Gemara says in Beitza and Tezayinu and Aleph, Hanosin pas the tinok, sarich lo dili imo. If you give a piece of bread to a kid, if you give a candy to a kid, you should tell his mother. Very interesting. Why should he tell his mother? Very simple. Not to show off. Okay, why do you think you have to tell his mother that when you give the kid? Because at the end of the day, you want to show that the mother, that you're doing something nice for a child, and you're increasing happiness, you're increasing aftos in the In the Kleisterl.
The truth is, I always say to the father of the mother, I say, is it okay if I give the kid candy? Because you never know today, you know, that I want
to... Right, nowadays, you don't know who they got it from, this and that, exactly. You have to be sensitive to those, especially those parents. I don't understand those parents so much, but it's okay. Especially, I hear. So the sugar and this and that. No, that's very sensitive. That's very sensitive to you. My father's the candy man, so he's
the little kid will keep coming up to him.
Yeah, exactly. So, but at the end of the day,
I don't have that schar, so I have to go find the mitzvah.
No, it's good. It's better. It's more schar. It's more schar when you have to go and help find the kids. But that's what he says here. To be told, chach yodu alba v'imushu ova metirba ava reyos v'yisrael. That the father and mother will know, and then you're going to increase love into the Jewish people. But this is a very beautiful Torah, B'chal Chosmin, the Devar Yisrael, the Ikvas and the Meshicha. At the end of the day, until the Baal Shem Tov says the Devar Yisrael from the Baal Shem Tov, it was the Lomad Torah. It was Yaakov Vinu. It was the Afras Bitsa Yaakov. Then until, for a short time, from the Baal Shem Tov until the Ikvas and the Meshicha, I'm not sure exactly when that changed, but that was the Oven of Tefillah. But now he says at the end of time, Bechach Chosman means the end, the chasima, the ending is going to come with you, Avram, and that means Gnus Chasadim, and that means the whole vort of what of the Avram, the Afes Brisi Avram Ezkor. I'm going to remember after the Bris of Avram, which is the Bris of Chesed, which is the Bris of caring. So at the end of the day, it's a very beautiful Torah. It's a beautiful, very nice. Give a very nice achdus speech. We all want to help other people. How do you do it? So I think one of the first ways is that. People that usually care and love other people is that people that have healthy perspectives on themselves. People that care about themselves first. People who have the right self-confidence and they have the appropriate self-perspective on themselves. And Rav Kluger writes an amazing thing. Before we get to Rav Kluger is a Rav in Beit Shemesh. We quoted from him before. He's a Bresh of Mashpia, but his farm is beautiful. But the Sfasim says, "Va'af l'recha kamocha." You have to love your friend like yourself. But he makes a very interesting thing. Before you love your friend, first you have to love yourself.
Right.
If the pasuk is telling me to love my friend like myself, well, to care about my friend, first I have to care about myself.
Yeah.
So if Kluger writes so beautifully. He writes so very simple. He says, you know, Gemara says above a Basra, and Chaf Aaf on the base, Kines Sofrim Tarve Chachma, which means, a very famous thing, that someone who's jealous of scribes, that helps a person increase their wisdom. Should be jealous. Jealousy is a good thing when it comes to knowledge. Usually jealousy is a bad thing.
Yeah.
And he goes into that. What's the difference between this jealousy and that jealousy? So he says, why is this jealousy good? Why is this jealousy good? He says, at the end of the day, it doesn't say, kines chachamim tarba chachma. It says, kines sofrim tarba chachma. Why does it say that? He quotes the Marsha here. He says that the highest level is a chacham. The sofer is someone who didn't get to the Chacham yet. But at the end of the day, he still values everything that he has. When someone is jealous about someone, the regular jealousy is that he feels negative about himself. Right? He's jealous of someone, Chavetz Chaim says. Why are you jealous of someone? Because you hate them. Kinna, sinna, same word. Right? Jealousy leads to hatred. It's the same word. But this jealousy is a good thing. Because why? When a person has a healthy perspective on himself, you're sofrim. You're not a Chacham yet. But you know you understand your self-worth. Kinna sovrim tarbachacha means that it's going to help you grow because at the end of the day, the jealousy there is not something that's going to bring you down. The jealousy there is going to help you grow. Kinna sovrim tarbachacha means that when a person sees someone else who knows a little more Torah than him, it's not that his immediate reaction is to say, hey, look at me, I'm terrible. Wait. Look at me right now. Okay, I might not be on his level, but look where I was a year ago. Focus on yourself. Focus on the good within yourself, says Rav Kluger. If you focus on the good within yourself, then you'll be able to grow. That's the number one thing he says. So very pashut. If a person wants to do gemilas hasada for other people, first you've got to start doing chesed with yourself. Not in an arrogant way. Every morning think, okay, why am I here? What good thing did I do today? Am I doing, am I believing in myself? Am I caring about myself? Not in an arrogant way, to be very careful.
But it's doing your chesed.
But exactly. So it goes really hand in hand. When you see you're doing your chesed, so it really goes hand in hand. You can't say, I'm going to do chesed tomorrow. Today I'm working on myself. No. It goes hand in hand.
If you
right?
want to feel good about something you did, it usually has to do with some kind of a chesed.
Exactly. Usually, when good feelings come from straight up, usually when you're caring for other people. Usually, I never feel good when I'll make a bracha and this and that, but when I pick up my wife for dinner, whatever it is, that's a much more, it's a much, you feel, or just doing a favor, it's a much more...
You know stories of me that definitely prove that.
Yeah, we've talked, exactly, 100%. Because that's something that's everlasting. That's something that's everlasting. I highly recommend this book. You know, I said Rabbi Tzimatha's book. This is another great, great, unbelievable book. Rabbi Shlomo Feifeld, he was the founder of Yeshiva Shayoshev in Varakoy. I just want to tell you a short story. It says here, and then we get to one more maestro. It says here that a married Tama once complained to Rabbi Shlomo that his wife was habitually late for appointments and events, and he found that he was unable to cope with his tendency. I always say that women are always late because they're not chay of a mitzvah saseh shazman grimo. So time about mitzvahs, they're not shy of time. He didn't say that. So he got very upset with his wife. He comes to Rabbi Shlomo and says, my wife's never on time. Says Rabbi Shlomo, if you get tense from your wife's habit, it's because you're not sufficiently makir tov, all that she does for you. You don't give her enough gratitude. You don't give her enough zakar hazatov. The next time that you're stuck waiting for her, focus on how you would be completely unable to manage without her. Focus on what you would have for dinner that night. Focus on her doing whatever, the laundry, the kids, the carpool, this and that. So I think the first way to be able to do chesed is to realize, to love yourself, to love others. Second one is have the karsh tov. Look how much you have in your life to give a karsh tov. So the number one way to give a karsh tov to Kadosh Baruch Hu is to give a karsh tov to other people, is to share the love. Realize the brachas that you have in your life, and then you'll be zochem, Mirtz Hashem, be able to help other people as well. So two ways. We want to be like Avraham Avinu, B'chach Hosmin, Ikvas et Mishicha. It's going to be happening through two ways, I think. Dafka by caring about yourself, and dafka specifically about having a karsa tov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look how much you have, and then how do you say thank you? By caring for his people. By caring for his people. So there's a great story. I think I've seen this story before, but it's unbelievable. Rabbi Reb Zusha. It's all Rabbi Reb Zusha's nice. You know, as soon as you hear that, it's going to be a good one. Bli Neder. Rabbi Reb Zusha was the brother of Rabbi Elimelech Lezhinsk, and he once found his Rebbetzin crying softly. And he said, what's the matter? What's going on? He said that she didn't want to say, but then what happened was is that she told him that her Shabbos just got caught somewhere and got cut, and she no longer could honor Shabbos because her dress got cut. And I think the Rebbe Zusha was very, very poor. So the Rebbe saw that she very much loved Shabbos, and he told her, I'm going to give you the money. I want you to go be able to go to the tailor and get it fixed. That hour of Shabbos, the Rebbe expected that his Rebbetzin would be very, very, very happy. Joy, what happened? He saw that what happened, the tailor came himself by with a dress, and it was so beautiful. But he looked very distressed. What happened? What happened was, sorry, I didn't say this. What happened was is that the Rebbe Reb Zusha saw that his wife was wearing the old dress. She goes, what happened to the new dress? He said, I have to be honest with you, I went to the tailor's house, and his son-in-law was coming by, and they're making a wedding in a few weeks, and he thought that was his daughter's, that was his collar's. She said, no, she did say something. She said that I dafka wanted him to have it, because if the girl found out that the dress wasn't for her, she would be so disappointed.
Right. He never said
so. So the Rebbetzin said, I dafka wanted her to have it. Listen to Reb Zusha said back. Reb Zusha said back, did you pay him? The Rebbetzin said back, pay him? I gave him the dress. As a gift you gave it to him. But all week long, he anticipated payment. Now we robbed him for his due. Said the Rebbetzin, you're right. I have given all our money to tzedakah. So Reb Zusha said, we must raise money quickly for it's almost Shabbos. Rebbetzin raised around the community and gave the money. So not only did they give the tailor's daughter, the Rebbe Reb Zusha and his wife, the dress, he wanted to make sure that they also paid the tailor for the money. Unbelievable, Avos Yisrael. Unbelievable. To actually have the sensitivity. Right? Sometimes we just say, you know how much I did for that person? You know how much I did for that person? But Rebbe Zusha says, no. It's never enough. You could always do more. We all have the DNA of Avraham Avinu in our lives. And as the Rebbe Rashab said, this is the first week we can be fully happy, because this is the week that we're introduced to Avraham Avinu. This is the week of Chesed. And Dafka, we should be Zochem Mitzvah Shem to have his Mesirus Nefesh that he had for caring for every Jew. The more we care for ourselves, the more we have a Karsa Tov, then we'll be able to be Zochem to care for other people. Be'ez Hashem, have a beautiful Shabbos, and a good Ben Shir, which hear good things in Mitzvah Shem.